T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for Tangway and Hart. It's Gary Tangway and Andy Hart on WEEI.
Play action. Jones steps up right down the middle of the field. It's touchdown. Devontae Smith cannot be stopped. In a season of chaos, the Crimson Tide are the constant excellence. Bama bludgeons the Buckeyes.
Favorite for the number 3 overall pick continues to be Alabama's Mac Jones.
Not a chance in America.
In fact, several general managers I spoke to over the weekend remain convinced that Jones is going to be the 49ers pick.
Yeah, this is another with no sources, right?
With the 15th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the 6-time world champion New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
Bill Belichick's obviously one of the older coaches in the NFL. I think he literally never retires. He's extremely excited about working with a young quarterback. He hasn't done it since Tom Brady. I think Bill Belichick will probably coach, oh, I don't know, forever. And Mac Jones is going to be one of the reasons why.
That's correct.
Good morning. And welcome to the Bill Safety Zone Ash Show. Tangway and Hart, 617-779-7937. It's all Mac, it's all the time. I got to get a little Celts in. The Celtic fans are driving me crazy on Twitter. What? And I'm going to, I got a little smidge. Just allow me a smidge, Andy. Just like a minute.
Okay.
Just like a minute, okay?
Clock is on now, 9:01:28. You got
no,
a minute,
No, we're not going to do it now. I got a little bit, just a little bit later on. Just a minute, like it, well, I don't know what. Since we're on to 1 o'clock, say 12:59.
Yeah, I'm worried about you.
How about that?
4 hours?
It's a long time.
I'm not sure you can last 4 hours.
So where are the green teamers?
You barely last 3 in recent weeks.
Well, you know
and where's
what?
Mego? Is Mego part of our show or not?
Tangway got rid of her. Brutal.
Mego is
a
free agent.
Does she decide when she wants to work?
Pretty much. It's a fluid situation.
Okay.
It's a fluid situation with Mego.
But she's so, who I count on to
I can't,
kick in the extra hour.
I
boom.
Can't.
When Grandpa Andy, runs out of gas, it's going to be the all-Andy Hart show.
No, that's see, that's what you want, though, Andy.
It is what I want, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. This is an evil plot. It's not. It has nothing to do with Mego.
Nope.
You don't want Mego
all
here.
Andy all the
you
time.
You don't want Andy. I mean, when I'm on the floor, I'm like, out, and I need to be resuscitated. You're going to just step over me,
yep.
Sit behind this mic, and do your thing.
Maybe. Or I'll call Giardi, because I've always said he's my host. He knows when to stay out of my way and when to help out.
You mean he's a puppy dog? He's a lap
dog. No, he's good. He knows his role.
Yeah.
Get in where you
exactly.
Fit in.
You're right.
He knows his role.
Exactly.
He's the host of the Andy Hart Show.
That's right.
But he's below me.
Mac Jones to the rescue. Bill's new way of doing business. We have exclusive recordings of Bill asking a number of people if they got the pick right. We'll have that coming up. 10:25. Karen Garigian of the Boston Herald, who has written a ton about Mac Jones, also talked to Charlie Weiss about this. She's got it in the Herald today. That's all coming up here on the Tangway and Hart Show on Sports Radio WEEI. Mac Jones to the rescue. Andy Hart, your thoughts.
So I think there's two options anytime you are assessing a draft. You're either hot or you're bothered. You're excited, you're wound up, you feel good, or you're bothered. Which are you? Hot or bothered?
Oh, no, I'm hot. I'm smoking hot.
Me too. I wanted a quarterback. Now, I can talk myself out of it very easily, right? Very easily.
Well, anybody can.
But they have a quarterback. You now know who the franchise, developmental, exciting, young quarterback is. Right? And isn't that what we all wanted? If we didn't want the specific, okay, Justin Fields. But I keep going back to, I was doing freaking shows on Mondays and Wednesdays this offseason with Mutt at night, and he was talking up Mitchell effing Trubisky. Like, he wanted Mitchell Trubisky. That's how bad things were. Or the status was quo, right? We're just going to stick with Cam. You know that guy that threw 8 touchdowns last year? He's still the guy, still your quarterback.
Well, that's what he says. That's what the coach says.
No, no, no. I'm saying before you drafted Mac.
Oh, right, 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 right.
Now at least you have a carrot, whatever, a donut. There's something out there.
Why you got to make a fat joke? Why is it got to be a donut? So you got to go
I
after
started
guy
with
already.
A carrot.
Yeah, and then you switch to a donut.
Then I switched to a Hey, he looks like he likes to eat. That should endear him to Patriot Nation. We like to eat around here, right?
Yes, we certainly do.
I would like a pudgy quarterback to succeed. I think that's great. I didn't really like the guy who only ate avocados, right? I want a guy who I know actually has a little New England clam chowder.
If you're a vegan, I'm worried about you. I'm suspicious.
Exactly.
If you're a vegan, I don't
Mac.
Like you.
He smokes cigars. He eats cookies. He's a little pudgy. He walks a little funny when he's marching towards the stage to hug Roger Goodell. But most importantly, you know what I really do like? He wanted to be here. I think that was genuine when he said, I didn't care where I was going. I wanted to be a damn New England Patriot. Isn't that great?
Well, why wouldn't he be? And this is a perfect fit.
I don't know. You get coached hard here. The weapons aren't that good. Belichick can be a dink. Well, you got to replace Tom Brady. The expectations are ridiculously high. He embraces everything that is it is to be a Patriot. That's a good thing.
It's the perfect situation because he's had Cam Newton as the bridge year.
That's correct. I mean, he doesn't actually have to fill Brady's shoes.
He has to fill
eight touchdowns, woo, he's a winner.
He has to fill Cam Newton's shoes. This is a perfect situation for both Bill Belichick, the Patriots, Robert Kraft, and for Mac Jones. And he's the perfect guy because, as I wrote in WEEI.com, that I may read a lot later on in third person.
Please do.
Is that he is Tom Brady.
Oh, boy, we're doing that. We're doing this. I thought I could get through the first
set. No,
I
mean,
he's Tom Brady.
He is right now at this point in time. No, I don't know.
So he should have gone in the sixth round.
I think that it's good that they got a Tom Brady type in the first round. How's that? I have no idea. And this is where people drive me crazy when they go, you don't know if he's going to win. I know. I don't know if he's going to be any good. I mean, I think he's going to be good, but I don't know if he's going to have the career that Tom
be good. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's not going to have the career that Tom Brady's had.
Obviously.
Okay, you just said, I don't know if he's going to have the career Tom Brady had.
Well, I mean, I don't
he's
know.
He's not going to.
Let's start there. Well, you don't know.
I do know.
No, you don't.
I feel really good.
No, you don't.
I'll bet my damn house that he won't have the career that Tom Brady has. Okay? I feel pretty damn good about that.
Well, who knows? 15 years from now, who knows where I'll be?
I'd be dead.
But my feeling with him is he's Tom Brady at this point, which is the perfect fit for this team. Smart between the ears. Got a bad body, wants to be here, leadership qualities, and what else? Accurate. Gil Brandt said, you can't teach accuracy. And with a number of these guys, not so much Lawrence, but with some of these guys, accuracy was an issue, sure. Right? Trey Lance was an issue. You know, Fields was an issue. Can he take the second or third read? The one thing that this guy can do is do what Brady did rookie season, his first year as the starting quarterback. That you cannot dispute.
We'll see.
But you can. I mean,
can he make Jermaine Wiggins good? I know he can succeed when he has the best players on the field at all times, which is what he had at Alabama. And that's just the reality. That's the same thing Tua had, and Tua went with the top six picks in the draft, and he's a franchise QB too, whatever. But he takes a step down in talent, correct?
I don't think he does.
What?
No, I don't think he does. You're telling me...
You don't think Jalen Waddle and Devontae Smith are better than Nelson Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne?
No, but what about your tight ends? What about James White? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about your playmakers.
I know we're making these tight ends into gods. No. Do you know how many yards these tight ends have? How many catches they have?
Oh, yeah. It's not like Gronkowski.
They have to be way more than they've ever been.
They do.
Okay.
But they're
so
very
we don't
good.
Know that they're going to do that.
They're very good, and they were the best of the crop. And I think you will take a very good...
Best of the crop.
You can take a very good tight end and a very good receiver at the pro level, and you can make the statement that they're better than the best guys at Alabama. You can never tell me if Alabama played the Jags in a scrimmage,
the Jags
would win.
On a team level, yes. I'm talking about his targets.
How many times have we seen receivers go in the top 10 or these Heisman Trophy winners that turn out to be busts?
Wait a minute.
You can't sit there and say that the wide receivers and the playmakers from Alabama are going to be better or are better than Aguilar.
Oh, I can. They absolutely are.
No,
they absolutely are.
No, you can't.
But the issue isn't whether they're going to be better pros. The issue was they were better on the fields they played on. The receiver he had lining up was going to beat the cornerback across from him more often than not, right? More often than not.
The competition,
okay.
I agree.
But are his receivers going to beat...
SEC.
No. But they were the best of the SEC. Are his receivers right now, more often than not, going to beat the guys across from them?
Not the receivers, but the tight ends.
Maybe.
The tight ends.
The tight ends who have caught
James
40
White,
or 50 passes.
I understand.
Woo!
But I think what if
you came in hot and you made me angry.
Listen to me right now. Okay, Spaz and Eamon, I just want you to know, if Andy does the woo thing, if he does it one more time, I'm going over the table.
You're going to quit again?
I quit again. I got to quit again.
That's
very
fine.
Good.
Giardi's available. He'll be in here by 9:30.
That's right. It'll be a good nap.
Hart and Giardi.
I am going over the table at Hart if
You'll
he does it
hurt.
One more time. It's so annoying.
You'll get
you know
hurt
why?
Coming over the table.
It's so
because that's not an orange workout or whatever the hell you do.
Orange Theory. I have a Peloton at home. Thank you.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
You know the great thing about being unemployed? You can swim every morning, do the Peloton, then take a nap.
No, how come you're not in better shape?
I'm done. You still have that, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
They use it every day, don't they?
You still have that drop? I don't remember. I was gone. Left.
Oh, yeah, we got everything.
Don't they use it on, like, the last call or whatever?
Yes, I'm done. Last call I'm for all men.
Oh, they
I'm
do?
Done.
Yes.
It's always on.
No, there's also a good see you later.
But what were we talking about? You totally got me off top with your stupid whoop.
No, I was talking about the fact that the talent around him is not going to be as good. And you said,
no,
we know he's accurate and he's going to do what Brady did in 01. We'll see.
I think that the talent that is around Mac Jones made this the perfect place for him. I think he's with the perfect offensive coordinator. I think he's with the perfect coach. And I think they brought Trent Brown back. That's going to help out the offensive line. They have Andrews back, which is huge at center for this kid. They've got two good wide receivers, and I think a good wide receiver in the NFL equates a great wide receiver in the college game.
I don't care. Stop comparing it to college.
Well, that's what you're doing.
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm comparing how his weapons beat the defense for him all the time.
No, but
now these weapons have to beat NFL defenses. Don't compare the college to the – compare what they are.
I'm telling you that Bourne and Aguilar –
He has C-level receivers. He had A-level receivers at Alabama.
I'm telling you that
– C-A.
Right.
C-A.
But when those A receivers get to the NFL, they could be C receivers.
I don't care. He has C receivers.
No, I know you don't care because it doesn't support your point.
All I care about is his receivers. His receivers were A's in college. Now they're C's in New England. Can you admit that?
Aguilar and Bourne
are C's at best.
And the guys out of Alabama could be C's.
I don't care what they are when they go to Miami or anywhere else. At Alabama, they were A pluses.
That's
for Mac Jones. You are confused, old man.
No,
keep
I'm not. Your
when
point
he played
makes
with
no
them,
sense.
They were A's. He's
I
not
know,
playing with
the
them in the pros.
On the college level.
Which
the
is where
pros
he
are
played
different.
With them.
Which is the pros are different.
Yes, and in the pros, he's playing with C's.
Right.
In Tuscaloosa, he had A's.
And if Aguilar plays at Alabama, he's probably an A.
And if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. No one cares.
No, but see, now you're using those points to only make your argument. The point
that's how
is,
I make points with my does he
we
have
just
a,
disagree.
Does he have A-level receivers? Stop for a minute. Does he have A-level receivers?
In the NFL?
That's where he plays now.
Yes, okay. They would be A-level receivers.
No. He have A-level receivers in the NFL?
No, he doesn't.
Thank you. No further questions. Because he had A pluses at Alabama.
I understand, but
that's all that mattered there, and that's all that matters here.
Just shut up for a minute. But those A pluses receivers may be C pluses.
That's
in
irrelevant
the NFL.
To this discussion.
No,
I don't
it
know
is
why
not.
You keep saying that.
No, it is
he
not.
He didn't bring them with him. If he were bringing those receivers with him New England, that would be relevant. It doesn't matter if Jalen Waddle stinks in the National Football League. All that matters is Nelson Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne are B to C level talents in the National Football League.
Well, at least you gave him a B.
That's what he had. Yeah, I was kind of being nice. I don't agree with it.
I completely disagree.
Why does Jalen Waddle's NFL career affect Mac Jones in New England? You tell me how that can work.
Because you're comparing Jalen Waddle to Byrne or to
Aguilar. No, I'm comparing his receivers in college the last time he took the field when he competed and put up 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions to what he's going to have to work with in New England when you said he's going to do what Tom Brady did. And I told you, Tom Brady took Jermaine Wiggins and made him a Super Bowl champion, correct?
Yes.
Can he take these guys, Nelson Aguilar, and I won't put Super Bowl champion on his shoulders, but can he make them a winning team with those guys?
Yes.
Why?
Because of the way he plays the game and the offensive coordinator and the coach that he has. If he was with any other coach or with any other team, I wouldn't feel this way. I think it's a perfect fit. I think this is what Josh does best.
Wait,
Josh,
if he went to Tampa Bay, you wouldn't feel this way? If he had great weapons around him?
You would,
because you'd say all he has to do is get the ball to Evans.
Yeah, I suppose.
And AB,
okay, fine.
And Godwin.
But I mean, but if he goes, but if he had gone to Jacksonville, or if he had gone to the Jets, I would not feel the same way as I do now. I think it's the perfect fit. I think
who has better receivers, the Jets or the Patriots? The Jets probably now.
But see, Andy, it's just tunnel vision by you.
Yes, I'm focused on the Patriots and the job he has to do with the 10 guys around him.
But when you talk about using just the receivers, this is the argument that people made when they said the Patriots don't have good receivers, but they had Hernandez and Gronk at tight end.
Right, they had elite players at tight end. What do they have at tight end now?
They have very good tight end. They have the best guys on the market. They have very good tight ends.
Best available does not make you the best.
They have
the best
available. They have very good tight
ends. We're the best available for Sunday morning. That doesn't mean we're the best.
They have very good tight ends, and they have good receivers, and they also have James White, who I think is going to be huge for Mac Jones.
I hope so.
If he ever gets to see the light of day. I hope so. He does. 617-779-7927. Tagway Hart this morning. It's Mac Jones. It's
all Mac all the time.
Pretty much.
Did you know Mac is Cam backwards?
Yeah, no, I never heard that.
He's the opposite of Cam.
I've heard that ad nauseum.
How about Mac to the future? Mac to the future. You like it?
No, I don't like that, and I don't like the woo either.
Why don't you like the woo?
It's just annoying. It's something like my 3-year-old would do. Which, if I talk to Paul Perlis, well, no, when my 15-year-old,
I was going to say, jeez,
you know, but when you're
going to be 100 when the kid's in high school,
this is why I feel like Perillo now. I know what Perillo went through for 20 years down at.
Yep, and he would yell at me and quit and stomp out.
Yeah, so
and then come back later and we go to lunch.
And then yeah, let's get a sub. There's so much to talk about and to break down when it comes to the dramatics of this and the draft room stuff, right? And was this Bill's pick? Was this Bill? I believe it was.
I think it was Matt Groves.
Who's that? Is he a scout? Was he a scout?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know his exact title, but
okay,
yes.
He's a scout.
He's one of the guys who carried the ball. Remember when Bill in the pre-draft press conference said,
right.
Matt Patricia, Elliot Wolf, Dave Ziegler, Matt Groh, those guys really carried the ball.
Fine.
It's a more collaborative process.
Was this Bill's pick?
Yes, I think it's always Bill's pick.
I do too.
Always.
I don't.
Better or worse?
We agree on this.
Let's go back to the receivers.
Yeah, because we're never going to agree on that.
I know, because you're an idiot.
No, because I'm right. I just feel that there's been a lot of talk about, and we are going to, actually, let's do it right now. I mean, do we have the actual draft room sound?
Yeah.
When Bill's like asking for everybody's permission? If we can get that, Ray, I'd like to play that now. I caught him with his pants down. Sorry.
Excuse me?
Spaz is like, what are you doing in there?
Well, you're damn pants up. And wear underwear.
But I think that the fact that people were saying, and Emin Volan talked about it, a lot of people talked about it, that this was that Bill did this under pressure from the owner. And I disagree with that.
I think he did it under pressure from reality. No? I mean, they need a quarterback. That's just the reality of the National Football League. He needed a quarterback. He didn't get one in free agency. He may have not had, you know, I thought last week maybe there was a chance they had the Jimmy Garoppolo deal signed, sealed, delivered. It was already done, right? Well, maybe that was wrong. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo is actually going to stay with San Francisco. He needs a quarterback for now and the future. You know how I know that? Robert did say that publicly, correct? We need to solidify the position, whether it's Jarrett Stidham or someone we bring in. We need to solidify the position moving forward at quarterback. So, yes, your boss did say that. But do I think Robert Kraft said, Mac Jones is on the board. Guess we know who you're taking, that he pulled a Daniel Snyder with Dwayne Haskins. Do you really believe that to be the case?
No.
I don't either.
But I think that is the consensus. I think there are a number of people from the buzz in the media and from what I've read and picked up along the way that Bill was grumpy. Bill didn't want to make this pick, but Bill had to play along.
So is that why in the video that you're calling for, we're going to see that he said, you good with this?
You,
to make sure that we pass the buck? Well, they all signed. Robert, your collaborative process, they all signed off on it. So if this fails, don't come barking up this tree. You guys all wanted this.
Okay, this is Bill Belichick. The Patriots put this out on social media. This is Bill when they were about to make the pick of Mac Jones.
Hi, Matt. Matt, this is Bears Nigerian calling from the Patriots. Going well. Going well.
So that's what Bears does?
Well, it's our coming up on our pick here. Coach Belichick's going to get the phone here and have some news for you.
Have some news for you.
What do you think he's going to tell you?
We're going to wait until the tides are here.
Hey,
I'll give you over to Mr. Kraft. So here's Mr. Kraft.
Okay, so Robert's on the phone.
Welcome to the Patriots. We're really excited. Everyone here, who I've talked to about you. Yeah, they tell me you're a phenomenal person.
Okay, Eamon, stop this for a minute. Is this?
All right, guys, write this name down. Last name, Wynn. W-Y-N-N. First name, Isaiah.
Yeah, this is not the one we want. We want the one who's asking permission from the other guys.
Hey, we don't have it. We have it, but you can't hear it. That's why he didn't play it. Like, if he tried to play it, it's, you guys, it's that soft.
It is? That's Spaz, yes. By the way.
It's that soft. When we play our little thing later, it's because I edited something together to make it sound like Bill actually said it loud enough.
Okay, so were you two going to tell me this?
Well, I didn't think you were going to put me on the spot and have it play. Like, who does that?
What do you mean you put you on the spot? This
welcome
live
to
radio.
Producing for Tangway.
Well, no, Spaz, but what the hell, Spaz? I mean, I thought like we were going to hear Bill asking all of his minions, are right. we good with the pick? Are we good with the pick? I could hear it on Twitter. I can't hear it on the radio.
You couldn't hear it on Twitter.
Well, I could too hear it on Twitter.
You could not hear it on
you
Twitter.
I did hear it on Twitter.
But you can see it, and sometimes seeing adds to the ability to understand
I
the
heard
audio.
Bill, I would say, we good with this?
Yeah, to Dave Ziegler.
Yes.
And he says it to whoever else. He says it to Matt Groh, and Matt Groh seems surprised that he even talked to him. Did you notice that part of it? He goes, Matt, you good with this? And Matt Groh's sitting off to the side, and he looks up like, you talking to me? You've never talked to me before at this point in the process. Why are you talking to me? Right?
I
also wish the video had been, hey, Dave, you good with this? And he goes, well, I was actually thinking about the pass rusher. Bet you we wouldn't have seen that video.
Yeah, no. I was thinking about the offensive tackle.
The problem with the cut, right, and Hart, you guys should know, you should blame it on the Patriots and Robert Kraft. They don't do a good enough job. I could record better audio with my cell phone. It's ridiculous. It's true. A multi-billion dollar company, and they don't have Coach mic'd up.
But that's because he doesn't want to be mic'd up. He doesn't trust that process. You know what I mean? Like, that's a... They come in late. Okay, we're making the pick. You guys are allowed in. Shoot this quick and then get the hell out kind of thing, right? They're not going to mic him up and then have raw audio of the whole draft process or even the potential for that audio.
What about the Nike dog thing? People were talking about it, the second day he had the dog Nike sitting next to him.
Well, that was
I think that's just
a
joking
gimmick,
around.
Yeah.
It
annoys me that the guy who never jokes around about anything is now joking around. That's annoyed me for 20 years. The man who sucked the fun out of football in New England. It was only about winning. It was do your job. Now we're just going to have a dog in the war room.
But Bill does have a sense of humor.
No, I know he does. He usually has to swear to get the humor across. Yes, believe me, I know he has a sense of humor.
He does have a very biting sense
of humor. But he hasn't had a sense of humor publicly that often, correct?
But no, God.
Usually
no.
After Super Bowls.
So somebody kept me abreast of the Janet Jackson situation.
Believe it or not, I try to get off to a good start.
That's true. You do try to get off to a good start. Last year, you failed sometimes.
So, Bill Belichick wanted Mac Jones?
Yes.
Out of the five?
Yes, but he made sure we knew. Everybody else signed off on it. So if this fails, if this goes down in a blaze of glory and Pudgy Boy can't throw the football, did you see him at his press conference on Friday when he was standing in the wind? He's like, whew, going to have to get used to this.
Yeah, yeah.
He's already worried that it's windy at Gillette. He's like, I don't throw real well in the wind. I just wanted to let you know, might be a little late for that. Like, he was already worried. So I think Bill made it quite clear that everybody else signed off on this. Don't blame me if this blows up.
But he wanted him.
Yeah, I do think he wanted him.
I
How
do
much?
Too.
Now, this
I
is think, where you get into the technical aspects of the draft. Some people would say, if he wanted him, why didn't he trade up and get him? Why did he risk just sitting at 15
because
getting
I think
the
he,
last guy?
Now, this is, I'm on Bill's side with this. I think he knew he would be there. And
but
I think
you
he was right.
No, you think.
Look, when Fields
you
went.
You think you know, but when, you don't know.
But when Fields went, you knew Jones was going to fall.
Maybe.
Now, come on.
No,
I'd say
I knew
it was
he,
a 90%
no.
chance.
You know he's going to fall, but what if somebody else decides they want him?
I
agree with you.
I think Bill played the draft perfectly.
I do too, because he didn't give anything up to get his franchise QB. But there is a school of thought out there. I did a post-draft show with Chris Scheim and Brian Barrett, and both were like, if you really wanted him, well, they wanted Fields, so they wanted the Patriots to make the move the Bears did. But they also wanted him to trade up to show that he really wanted Mac Jones. And I said,
that's stupid.
Why do you want him to pay more? Give up a future pick and get the same guy? Why? I'd rather have him stay with Mac Jones if he knows what he's doing.
Right.
And I still trust Bill. You don't. I still trust Bill to draft and make moves in the first round.
Well, he saved his ass with this one. I mean, we'll see. He saved his ass.
I was going to say, maybe, unless Mac Jones stinks.
Right.
If Mac Jones is a journeyman, if Mac Jones is like maybe Andy Dalton, maybe Brian Hoyer 2.0, then he didn't save his ass. He's looking for a quarterback in 2 years.
Okay, the two clowns over there. Now they have the terrible audio. We're going to play it next.
Yeah,
and we'll see if you guys can redeem yourselves. We're going
to play
it next.
You're angry at everybody. You
want to
fight?
Wait till
you
hear this audio. It's riveting.
Okay, we got Bill Belichick making sure everybody's on board, and Andy Hart says it was all part of his plan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So that he can throw everybody else under the bus. That's coming up next in your calls on Mac Jones on the Bill Belichick Saved His Ass Show, Tangway and Hart, WEEI.
We're right back to it. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
I can hear it.
Oh, you're full of crap.
I can hear it.
You're so full of crap.
All I know is that this was a well-oiled machine till Spaz got here.
That's true.
Wait till you hear the cuss. Wait till you see what I did, the magic I did to make it come out clear of him saying, we good with that.
I don't know, Spaz. Should have been done the first time. I
mean, mad scientist. In case we need subtitles, that's what it was.
Let's
we
run
good
it again.
With that?
Okay. This is when Bill Belichick, part of the Patriot propaganda, when he asked everybody around the room if they were good with the Mac Jones pick, run it again, please. Thank you very much.
Matt, you're good on this? Grow. He had to say grow because I'm telling you, Matt Grow's never been contacted in that time. He's like, are you talking about me? Me? He had no idea.
Has Bill ever done that before?
How the hell would I know?
No, I know. The cameras are there.
I can
there.
Tell you
I'm
they
asking
haven't
you...
promoted it in that way before.
Okay.
We've never seen that type of video. Now, Ernie has been asked, usually it's with a trade. Are we all on the same page with this? We good with this? We're sending, you know, 3 and 5 for 4 and 7, blah, 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 right? We get those. But I can't ever remember him polling the room to make sure they were good on a pick. And I think that is...
PR.
It's a continuation of Robert saying things feel a little different around the pre-draft process, and then the minions, the idea that it's a more collaborative process, him saying these guys carried the ball leading up to the draft. It's different, and I do. I think it's propaganda.
All right. Well, Bill was asking other people. Our microphones were everywhere. Bill was asking some others if they thought this was okay.
We good with that.
Your attention, please. Your attention, please. I have an announcement to make. I'm bored.
All right, let's go to... Well, if you love that one, don't
apparently
you?
Apparently, Bart Simpson wasn't all that into the pick.
We're going to have these throughout the program. Steve in the car, you're up on Tangway and Hart.
Gentlemen, how are you?
How are you?
I called a couple weeks ago, and we talked about what we'd like them to do with the 15 pick. And I just wanted them to stick and stay. And I'm happy that they got the guy that I think he wanted. And he didn't have to overpay for him. And... Eamon, save this drop. You know, Andy Hart is a football genius. However, I don't understand his disapproval of Mac Jones when it comes to, you know, the level of receivers that he had in college and the level of receivers he has in the pros. That's obvious that there's going to be a slight step down. But if he's going to have to get the ball into a smaller window, don't you want an accurate quarterback?
Yes.
You know, don't you want somebody that can thread the needle, so to speak? And I think the Mac Jones is the right guy for that job. Once again, guys, I love your show. I'll hang up and continue to listen.
All right, Steve, thanks.
That's a good drop to keep around. What did he say? Andy Hart is a football genius?
Yeah, but then he slammed you.
Yes, no, sir. He didn't.
Eamon, yeah, he pretty much slammed
you. You know, Andy Hart is a football genius.
And then
However, he
asked me a question.
Right.
Because he wanted to consult with the genius that is me.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah, in theory... tighter windows, accurate passer. Yes.
Right.
But what also is an option in that area? The ability to move around, scramble, the modern athletes are also an issue. And I would say, do we know how athletic he is? I mean, accurate he is? Because I watched a lot of games.
77%.
I don't care about that.
You don't care about
I don't care
the
about completion percentage.
Okay.
I watch games. Thank you. And okay. It's Alabama. Most people watch their games, right? They're always on. They're in the playoff. They're in the national title. I thought Steve Sarkisian, who is now the Texas head coach, was a genius with that offense. The way he moved Devontae Smith around and got him bad matchups and, like, Devontae Smith, you'd look up. This is a guy putting up the greatest season arguably a receiver's ever had, and there's, like, this white middle linebacker like me covering him, and you're like, that seems like a poor defensive plan, right? Like, Sarkisian did a great job moving those guys around, getting them open beyond just their natural physical abilities. We'll see when windows tighten, when the receivers aren't as good.
Okay,
the matchup.
Well, so you're saying that Josh McDaniels can't do what a college offensive coordinator did?
Did not say that.
You kind of did.
No.
I think if you gave Josh McDaniels
elite athletes compared to NFL athletes, like compared to their competition, we'll see. Josh is going to be on the hook here early, right? Because I do believe they're going back to what you mentioned.
It's a perfect
0-1
fit.
Brady.
It's a
they're
going to
run
fit.
The ball, play defense, play special
play
teams.
Action.
But, Mac, you got to make a play here or there.
Yep.
You may only have 97 yards passing in the third quarter, but then it's 3rd and 7. I need you to hit James White in stride. I need you to hit Jonnu Smith.
How about this?
Where he can run after catch.
I need you to not turn the ball over.
Sure. Charlie Weiss used to tell Tom Brady and Drew Bledsoe, no one ever lost from punting. No one ever lost from punting. Right?
Right. Let's go to Lloyd. Lloyd, you're up on WEEI.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, so Andy Hart is a football genius. I think, as Wiggy would say, that could be fraudulent.
I don't think it
okay,
is.
I'm going to talk fast because I know how short you are with the listeners there, Gary. number one, give Spaz a break. I mean, the guy's there. He gets your lunch. He'll do anything. He cleans the bathroom. He cleans the toilet.
Lloyd, all I know is that
before
he got here, everything was running fine. And I
okay. Now, as to your conversation, you're saying that you're running this narrative this morning that perhaps – Belichick or Kraft are not excited about the Mac Jones pick. Are they ever excited about anything? I mean, have you ever heard Bill Belichick excited about anything?
No, I agree. Well, Jimmy, Lloyd, it's a great point.
I got to talk fast because you're going to cut me off.
Yes, he's trying to. He's reaching for the button. I see him. He's got his finger on the mouse.
As far as making up Belichick, do you guys remember Richard Nixon? If I was in his position, I might use some colorful language from time to time, and I really don't want the listening public to know exactly what I say or what I think. I also have a question, but last and least. I've heard a lot of talk about the Mac Jones pick, but, I'm a sports fan. I love the Patriots, but I'm not a sports junkie. I haven't kept up with it. What in the world happened in the second and third round? What happened in the fourth round? Where do we go? Offense, defense, what's happened? I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'll give you a quick synopsis.
In the second round,
they stuck with Alabama, and they took a defensive tackle who has legitimate first-round talent
mm-hmm.
who wanted to quit his team as of last August.
But
he wanted out of football.
He dropped for a reason.
Correct, and he started 5 games. He's never been a full-time starter, but he has elite talent. He's 6'4", 310 pounds, and runs a sub-5 flat 40. You're talking about a guy
Christian
who
Barmore.
Could be really good.
Yeah,
really,
Christian
really
Barmore.
Good.
So I thought that was a great pick. They wanted him. They moved up to get him because they had a feeling that he was going to go, unlike Mac Jones. He knew he didn't have to move up from Mac Jones. He played it right. You got to give the guy credit. People who are sitting here, and they're all over Bill, saying, well, you should have moved up to get him. I mean, that's ridiculous. I have dogged Belichick as much as anybody, but I'm going to give him credit because he played it right. He didn't give up any assets, and he got his guy at 15. Now, with Barmore, that was a good move because he thought he was going to go. So Bill's like 2 for 2, and I don't see how you can lose with this pick. I mean, at the end of the...
Which pick?
The Barmore pick.
Well, he could stink.
Well, I mean,
he could quit football in a year.
I understand, but they have a lot.
Now, I would argue
they have a lot of depth on the front 7. Would you agree?
Yeah, but I don't want to blow picks. The one thing I will say is Belichick is consistent with this, and it's why he swings and misses a lot in the second round. It's why he hits some home runs in the second round. Second round picks are first round talents
that drop,
but have for a reason. Like
there's a
question mark. Gronk has a back injury. This guy has
motivational
issues. Like there's certain things, but you're swinging for the fences. You're saying if this hits, people are going to say, wow, I can't believe Belichick got Christian Barmore at 38. He's a Pro Bowl defensive tackle. Have you seen how athletic he is? He can control the game from the inside, all these things. But if he stinks, if he's like not motivated, he gets a contract, like doesn't that worry you, the motivation? Because if he's not motivated when he's trying to prove himself at Alabama because if you prove yourself at Alabama, you're a first-round pick. Like it's kind of automatic if you prove yourself.
Well, I mean, that was the book. Some people were trying to lay that on Lawrence.
Lay what on him?
The fact that he didn't love football.
You know, well, he articulated it and then kind of backtracked and said it in a different way.
It and got him into trouble. But what I'm saying, that's something that follows you.
Correct. But
I didn't follow him enough to drop, but this was
He fell from one to one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't enough.
Because his talent's elite and his production.
Okay, what about Perkins?
Perkins is an athlete. I didn't.
That was the bigger risk, don't you think?
I don't think it's as much a risk as.
Because he doesn't have a great. I mean, he has a good body of work, but it's not a large body of work.
Right, because he missed whatever it was, five games to a drug suspension, which is.
Which I don't care about. I don't care about.
See, I do.
I don't care about that.
I don't care about.
Rodney Harrison got PEDs in a FedEx package.
See, but the issue isn't did he smoke marijuana? They all smoke marijuana.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody. I walk down the street. I go for a walk. I smell it everywhere. Everybody's smoking it. But the issue is you can't smoke it. Like, you made a decision that put your football career in jeopardy, that put your team in jeopardy.
Come on. I mean,
I didn't say it was the biggest deal ever.
It's not a big deal.
But it's, well, what happens if he goes down the Josh Gordon road? Then you wasted a pick.
I mean, Andy, that's a big jump, dude.
No, but isn't that what you're deciding when you see these things? Does the guy have a drug problem? Does he have a maturity problem? Or did he just make a kid mistake? Because I agree with you. Kids make mistakes. I've made mistakes.
Would it prevent you from picking him number three?
Probably not.
I mean, third round.
The reason I didn't love it.
I wouldn't take him in the first round.
I didn't see the need. You took Josh Uche and Anthony Jennings last year. You brought back Kyle Van Noy. You signed Matthew Judon. Like, how many of these guys do you need? Could you have used it elsewhere? But maybe the athlete, the upside. This is another guy that a lot of people was like a top 35 talent
right.
that fell to you. So the value maybe was just too much to pass up there, but I didn't think it was a huge need.
But I don't think Bill's happy with his guys. He's creating a lot of competition on the defensive side of the ball.
Sure. Or just his ability to go back to the days when he has a lot of pieces, a lot of guys to situationally move around. Even 2 years ago, the defense was great, not because Hightower was there. Hightower, Collins, Van Noy were there, moving around, different roles. Boom,
right.
Throwing the boogeymen are throwing different things at Sam Darnold. I think he always wants to have that position of strength.
All right, 617-779-7937. It's Tangway and Hart. It's the Bill Saved His Own Ass Show. Right here, we're up taking you up onto Red Sox baseball. Right here at 135 when they take on the Rangers today, as Barrett will have the pregame show. Karen Garigian, she joins us at 1025. Coming up next, did Bill Belichick draft a need, or did he get the best player available?
Back to more of what you want to hear. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
Most people thought you would be going to the 49ers at number three, so what was it like maybe waiting a little bit longer than you thought you might?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you kind of want to just get the right fit. And I feel like, you know, secretly, I really wanted to go to the Patriots all along. So I'm actually really happy that it happened. But, you know, it doesn't really matter. You get picked. You got to take the opportunity and take advantage of it and learn the new system, learn the new coaches, learn the new culture. And Coach Belichick's done a great job establishing that throughout his time in New England. And I just got to learn how to be a great teammate and do my job and stick to, you know, what they're telling me to do.
Mac Jones saying all the right things. And
yeah.
We all know that.
And he's not back-selling it there. Well, he said that in January. He told Scott Pioli in January. Did you see that? Literally told him, I don't care where I go, how low I go, I want to go to the Patriots.
All right, we'll talk about that in a minute. But we did have microphones everywhere after Bill Belichick was asking members of his cabinet, if you will, if they were okay with the pick. He continued with this.
We good with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make, like, predictions because I think that sets the wrong expectations for, you know, a player.
Yeah, he called Tom Brady.
He called Tom Brady.
Called Tom Brady. He asked all of his guys.
Wow.
He asked Ziegler, you know, he checked with everybody. Are you good with this? And then he called Tom Brady.
And to be fair.
Good with that.
If Mac Jones is the next Tom Brady, you want to get, you know, the horse's mouth.
I think
so. Is this a good fit, Tom?
You know, as a matter of fact, maybe when Tom retires, he can come in and he can work with Mac Jones.
I'm surprised how cordially Tom responded to
him. Good with that.
Well, you know, it's all good.
I would have thought Tom would have told him to go F himself.
It's all good between those two. And if you want to tell us to go F ourselves, it's 617-779-7937.
Or if you want to call me a football genius again, we're 2 for 2 on callers for that today.
Yeah, it was early. That's all right. So do you believe what Mac Jones was selling right there?
That he wanted to be here? Yes, 100%.
And I don't blame him. I agree with you, too. I think it's the perfect place for him. I think Bill made the right pick. Andy and I agree on this. And I do think he's Tom Brady at this time. I think that they can manage him and set him up for success, just like they did with Brady in his first season.
I'm interested to see, and a lot of times you don't get this information till retroactively, a little bit down the road. But remember all the stories of 2000? Before Tom Brady was anybody, he was the skinny kid that Bledsoe was not fearing at all, blah, blah, blah.
No, he was the fourth guy.
But Bill says, yeah, when you saw Tom in that rookie camp, the way he took that rookie class and really put them on his shoulders and took a leadership role, I'll be interested to see if we get whispers of that with Mac Jones. Does he take charge? Now, the difference is he doesn't just have to take charge with a rookie class. you're expecting him very soon to take charge, right? And he did not do that the other night. He was very much deferential. You know, it's a great quarterback room. I've always been a fan of Stidham and this and that. Like, at some point, don't you want him to pull a Julian Edelman and say, hey, Jarrett Stidham, FYI, I'm bumping you off the depth chart first, then I'm coming for Cam, right? Don't you want that? Haven't we ripped Stidham because he's not an alpha? He doesn't take the job?
Absolutely.
So now you need Mac Jones to be an alpha and take the damn job.
Here's the dynamic. Bill Belichick did not care what Drew Bledsoe thought at all.
Right.
And he didn't feel that Drew Bledsoe had the locker room. He felt that Brady was in, and obviously the injury gave him the opportunity to give Brady the opportunity to take control of the locker room. Bill, for whatever reason, is scared to death of Cam Newton in this locker room. And this is the other shoe that has to drop.
Well, Cam's their quarterback. You
know, he said Cam's their quarterback. Right. Okay. We all know that's a bunch of
crap. I keep going back to Lovie Smith when he used to say that about Rex Grossman in Chicago. Yeah. Rex is our quarterback. As I've said before, Rex is our quarterback. Yeah, Rex stinks.
I want this kid to start week one. It's not going to happen, but he should.
You've eliminated it?
Oh, I don't think he's starting week one.
I don't think he is, but have you eliminated that it will?
Yes.
If we go down there, because I think every hope and expectation is we have access to training camp, right? Fans are going to be there. It's August 1st, all the numbers, right? So we're going to see who's taking reps where, when, who's hitting James White in the hands, who's hitting him in the toes, like all of that. We're going to have a visual ability to analyze that. If he's the best quarterback, you still don't think he'll start?
I don't. He should.
I hate that.
But do you disagree?
I think he could start. It has to be he blows Cam out of the water.
Right, it can't be close.
I don't think that's hard to imagine, right?
It isn't.
Like Bill said it the other night when Doug Kite, I give him credit, after Bill said Cam's our quarterback, he said, you just said Cam's a quarterback, and he asked about it, and Bill said, well, they'd have to be better than Cam. Excuse me? Because I could find a lot of people that are better than Cam. Right, that's not a hard ladder to climb.
You can doubt whether Mac Jones is going to be a great quarterback in this league. I think that, look, I'm not a draft expert.
I am.
I would say, yeah, I know.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, I would say, yes. I would say he has a chance to be a good quarterback in this league. He has a chance to be a good quarterback in this league. That's better than Cam Newton.
Well, week Cam one now.
Of course. I don't care about Cam then. I'm talking about the present
time. Be respectful.
Time.
The man won an MVP and went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. And he failed to jump on
a
fumble.
Is Mac Jones ever going to go to the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Is he ever going to be an MVP?
I don't think he's ever going to be an MVP. I don't think he's going to be an MVP, but I think that Mac Jones could go to a Super Bowl with this coaching staff and this offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
I do.
I wouldn't rule that out.
I don't think that's crazy. MVP? No, I don't see it happening.
Let's just play the Tom Brady game.
But
if he was Tom Brady when he was drafted and then he becomes Tom Brady in 01. He's good enough to do that, right?
Of course.
Now, the explosion after that becoming
who knows?
A 50 touchdown QB and all that. Nope, but if you just say, can he manage a game? Does he have a little it factor to make the right throw in the fourth quarter that means you win 15-12 instead of lose?
Or as you said earlier, not make the run throw.
Or not make the Drew pick. Old days with Drew.
Right.
If he has that, then yeah, can he be a playoff quarterback? Sure.
He's better than Cam. That's what drives me crazy. So I hope you're right for once.
I hope he has a chance to start.
I'll be real.
Now, I think we both would agree he definitely has a chance to play as a rookie, correct? Or do you even have questions as to he'll redshirt, we'll never see him, we'll go the Patrick Mahomes route?
Look, if you played Stidham a little bit, I would think that you're going to play this kid.
Okay. Well, and also,
I would think he would play.
Cam got benched 4 times last year? Was it 4, maybe 5, in that range somewhere?
Right.
I have to think you're going to see Stidham. If he gets benched, you're going to see Jones. If he gets benched, Cam gets benched. Let's say he stinks in
Stidham's
week 4.
Out. He's not putting in Stidham. He's going to put in Jones.
Well, he mentioned Stidham when he said the competition.
I know, but listen, obviously Bill wants to create competition. What I can't understand,
you think he'll
Andy,
check with the whole coaching staff in like the fourth quarter? Hey, just wanted to check with everybody. Do you guys want to put in Jones here? We're a collaborative effort. I don't just decide anymore.
We good with that?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm
going to
put
again,
Cam in. With that?
And
how good did that sound?
Yeah,
that was perfect.
That was fine.
No,
Spass.
Not robotic at all.
No, you couldn't get out of here. You couldn't tell that was edited.
Good with that.
The benefit that you have, Spaz, is that the man speaks like a robot all the time. So whether it's a robotic editing or the robotic man, who knows?
You could have got the Verizon voice and put it together and dropped it down a couple of octaves. But I don't know why I wasn't ready in the 9 o'clock hour. But that's all right. I'll let it slide.
I got that from last December. I got one from last October, and another one was like from just some random cut. But it sounds better than the other audio.
I love it, Spaz. I love it when you manipulate audio. We're not into facts or whether it's authentic around here.
Wait till I put this together. And now the heart. Now to the heart of the matter.
Oh, I like it.
Oh,
like,
God.
You
why
like
are
that? You?
What
about
Martin
Tangway's?
Scorsese
wait,
over
wait.
Here?
What about Tangway's take?
Nah, no one cares about that.
Yeah, that's not original. That's been done. But
no
that's
has
okay.
It been done?
Yeah, that's been that was
he
an
was
old,
on TV for 20 years and they got rid of him.
Yeah, that was an NBC.
You were on TV?
Kick a guy when it's down. Yeah, I know. I understand.
That's
believe
the problem.
Me.
Yeah, wait, we're going in the other direction. I'm going to kiss Gary Tangway's butt for the next 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's his show.
I was
hey, it's our show.
Yeah, I was in witness protection for 20 years, but hey, it was a gig. 617-779-7937 here. It is Tangway at heart. I want to get to the Jimmy G factor about this next. We're going to do that in the next hour. We're continuing to talk about Mac Jones.
Do you love him? Is it's a simple question.
Oh, like, I know. Do you love
him? Will Mac Jones win a Super Bowl with the Patriots?
Well, okay.
Will he win a Super Bowl?
If you want to ask that question,
that's
you can.
The barometer around here. That's the bar. Robert Kraft told everybody, I expect to contend every year. Will Mac Jones contend for and win a Super Bowl with your New England Patriots?
All right, 617-779-7937. Your calls plus Karen Garigian is going to join us on the Boston Herald 1025.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.